The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today on the nomination of Theodore Olson to be the next Solicitor General. The Solicitor General is the government's advocate before the Supreme Court. Mr. Olson is likely to win approval, but it looks as though it may be a long day for him. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In a way, the Olson nomination has turned into yet another chapter of the Clinton Wars. But this time, the twist is that one of the men who worked hard to bring down the Clintons is on the hot seat. What's more, as the Democrats will tell you privately, there's a delicious irony to the whole thing because Olson is in trouble for testifying at his confirmation hearing in the same kind of careful word-parsing way that he criticized President Clinton for. Olson is widely recognized as one of the nation's leading legal advocates. Most recently, he argued then-Governor Bush's legal case in the Supreme Court, the case that resulted in Bush becoming president. But Olson was also a dedicated and sometimes vituperative Clinton opponent who did legal work for and served on the board of the American Spectator, a conservative magazine that got a $2.4 million grant from Clinton opponent Richard Mellon Scaife. The avowed purpose, to dig up information about Clinton misdeeds from their days in Arkansas. The effort was known as the Arkansas Project, and when Olson was asked about his role in it at his confirmation hearing, he said, quote, "I was not involved in the project, in its origin and its management." But David Brock, who worked on the Arkansas Project as a reporter and has since split from the conservative movement, says Olson was a frequent participant in dinner meetings at the magazine editor's home where the investigation of the Clintons was discussed. Brock said that Olson's advice was often sought on legal matters, how to frame a Freedom of Information Act request, what laws might have been broken.
These were brainstorming sessions, essentially, about how to go about furthering the anti-Clinton scandal articles that we were doing at the magazine.
Brock concedes that Olson's statement to the Judiciary Committee was, strictly speaking, true. But was it less than forthcoming?
Yes, I think so. I think that a more forthcoming answer would have been yes, I was involved in these Arkansas Project activities, but at the time, I didn't know that that was the designation. Then the follow-up question would have been, what were those activities and what was your role? And I think he was trying to evade that line of questioning.
I think that that is a dramatic misstatement of both of Mr. Olson's testimony to the committee and indeed of what is somewhat self-evidently the committee's own understanding about what they meant by the Arkansas Project.
Douglas Cox, a spokesman for Olson, notes that the transcript of Olson's testimony indicates that both he and his questioner, Senator Patrick Leahy, are referring to the Arkansas Project as the grant from the Scaife Foundation, something that Olson did not know about per se until 1997. As to the earlier dinners that David Brock refers to, says Cox, they were just social events.
Articles about Mr. Clinton were a subject of great interest, and I'm sure that they were discussed.
Cox also notes that 8 individuals associated with the Spectator and the Arkansas Project have written to the Senate Judiciary Committee to corroborate Olson's account of his role. One individual, however, has not. He is Ronald Burr, the longtime publisher of the Spectator, who was fired after he raised questions internally about the Arkansas Project. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee would like to interview Burr and others, and they've asked to see copies of the internal audit the Spectator did of the Arkansas Project. The Democrats are suspicious of Olson in part because of his history. In the 1980s, Olson was investigated by an independent counsel. He was cleared of charges that he lied to a House committee, but the independent counsel found some of his answers were, quote, disingenuous and misleading. That's why the Democrats want to look further into this testimony, but Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch has said all questions have been answered, and he will press today for a vote. The odds are Olson will be approved, but with a fair number of dissenting votes. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.